रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 8. सुग्रीवस ग्रीफ. Sugriva rejoiced to hear these words of Rama and replied, Noble sir, I doubt not that the gods have heard my prayers after all, in that they have sent me a friend adorned with prowess, valor, and other many royal excellences. With your help, the throne of Indra is mine. Why to speak of this paltry kingdom of my brother? My friends and kin do envy me now and honor me greatly, seeing that you have sworn eternal friendship with me over the bright god of fire, and you the noblest prince in the world. I may venture to suggest that I will not disgrace your friendship. It is not in me to proclaim my virtues. I leave it to time. Great souls like you do not waver in their affection. Even as the knowers of supreme lords are strangers to fear and faint-heartedness. It is said that friends hold in common gold, silver, garments, ornaments, and such like. A friend is our surest support and safest refuge, be he a millionaire or a pauper, happy or miserable, a saint or a sinner. It is noble to sacrifice wealth, happiness, body, and life at the altar of true friendship. Let us be such. You say right, said Rama, and Lakshmana assented to it. As he stood there, a marvel of wisdom and more radiant than the Lord of the Celestials. The princes were standing from the moment they beheld the ornaments of Sita, observing which Sugriva looked about for suitable seats. His eye fell upon a lofty solid tree nearby that was covered with flowers and shoots, while bees hummed melodiously therefrom. He broke a huge bough and sat upon it along with Rama. Hanuman knew that Lakshmana would not sit with him and broke another branch for him. And there reclined Rama in all his glory and majesty like a clear unruffled sea. Sugriva's love towards him and the joy that welled up in his heart so overcame him that he exclaimed in broken accents, Noble sir, this mountain affords me refuge and shelter in the dark days of my misery. I am almost mad with fear of my brother and grief at the loss of my wife. Boundless is your might, and infinite worlds tremble at the very thought of it. Glance at me with an eye of pity, who have drawn upon himself the wrath of Vali without any means of meeting it. Raghava's whole life was dedicated to the unraveling of the mysteries of Dharma and to the living out of its noble truths. The radiant one smiled as he said to himself, His fickle mind makes him request me again and again, though he has my word upon it. He knows me not. Then aloud he said, It comes naturally to a friend to help us, and it comes naturally to a foe to injure us. This day can I lay low the sinful wretch that took away your wife. See you, my arrows, fleet as thought of blinding splendor, chased with gold and decked with eagle feathers, fashioned from the wood Saravana where Kartikeya was born, of terrible might like the Vajra of Indra, jointed, sharp, and ever athirst to drink the heart's blood of the foes, even like the lordly serpents hissing in their wrath. Ere long will you behold your foe transfixed with these, even as Indra pierces the lordly mountains. Whereat the monkey king was filled with boundless delight and showered loud praises upon Rama. A miserable wretch am I, and you are the protector of the miserable and the outcast. You are my dear friend, and I am not ashamed to pour forth my heart to you in grief. You have grasped my hand in the sight of the god of fire. Are you not then my friend, dearer to me than my very life? I swear it by truth. I now voice forth the sorrow that I had till now confined to my breast, for I claim the privilege and confidence of friendship. It had cankered my heart enough. Tears blinded his eyes and choked his voice, but he recollected that Rama would wonder at his lack of self-control who erstwhile advised him strongly to drive away black melancholy and pluck up courage from despair. He kept back his tears that raged like a torrent, wiped his eyes and heaved hot sighs as he continued, "Vali, the mighty, had driven me from my kingdom with threats and reproaches. He took from me the wife dearer to me than life itself. He immured my friends and partisans in dark prisons, and he now seeks my life. I was obliged to slay many monkeys he sent on that errand. That fear haunted me when I saw you and sent me into hiding, for fear sees in every bush a relentless foe. This Hanuman and his companions are my sole support. I owe it to them that I keep my hold on life yet. They never leave my side, follow me everywhere, and save me from myself. Now you know all about me. Need I discuss in greater detail my misery and misfortune? Vali, my brother, is my mortal foe, and he is famed as a marvel of prowess. My grief dies with him and gives place to joy and happiness. I tell you all when I say that a friend is our surest support in joy and sorrow." Thereupon Rama said to him, "Acquaint me truly with the cause of this hatred between you. I will examine it carefully and impartially. If I find that he has punished you slightly for a very serious offense, I will bring about peace between you. But if he has punished you cruelly for a slight offense, he dies this moment. It is a duty laid upon me to secure your welfare and good at any cost. My heart boils to think at the insult he has put upon you, and my wrath threatens to overflow even as a torrent during the rains. So speak the truth ere I string my bow. I tell you, it will be too late to repent when Vali falls before my arrow. I have but to send it forth on its dread mission, and he lies on the ground, a dull clod of earth." Sugriva and the four monkeys with him were beside themselves with joy at these words. Then the monkey king proceeded to relate how there grew enmity between him and his brother Vali. Mangalam Kushlin Raya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.